Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm night across Israel tonight, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is experiencing a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant evening to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF reports that Hezbollah has built tunnels under Beaufort Ridge to raid northern Israeli communities. This comes from YNET earlier this hour. Also, former President Trump announced a U.S.-Iran deal set to be signed Sunday, although Tehran has not confirmed this. This was reported by the Times of Israel 2 hours ago. Also this hour, Defense Minister Katz states that Jerusalem expects the nuclear issue to be addressed in Iran talks. This news comes from JNS earlier today. Separately, Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. Axios reported this in earlier reporting. And finally, the Melbourne Holocaust Museum reveals that daily anti-Semitic abuse is impacting its staff and operations. This was disclosed by the Australian Jewish News from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 reported just minutes ago that Syrian President Ahmed al-Sharaa's acknowledgement of Shiba Farms as a disputed border issue undermines Hezbollah's justification for its arsenal. The Times of Israel posted earlier today regarding Trump's announcement of the U.S.-Iran deal set for Sunday. Eyal Yacobi shared that Sheikh Khalid Al-Hel claims Tucker Carlson has financial ties with Qatar, suggesting he is part of their propaganda efforts. This was posted about 30 minutes ago. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's discovery of Hezbollah tunnels, YNET reveals that these routes are Iran-funded and equipped with weapons and launch sites. The tunnels heighten fears of a larger conflict in the region and raise concerns over a potential U.S.-Iran deal involving Hezbollah, which could further destabilize the area. Turning to the U.S.-Iran deal announcement by Trump, The Times of Israel notes that Israeli officials are wary, warning the terms could threaten national security. If signed, the deal intends to open the Strait of Hormuz and allow the U.S. to collect Iran's highly enriched uranium. This development could shift regional power dynamics, prompting a cautious response from Israel. Meanwhile, Katz's statement on the Iran talks underscores Jerusalem's focus on the nuclear issue. As reported by JNS, the defense minister reassured that the IDF will maintain its positions in strategic zones across the region. This stance reflects Israel's ongoing commitment to regional security amid evolving diplomatic negotiations. That strike from Iran comes hours after the ceasefire was broken. Axios highlights that this action could unravel ongoing negotiations and provoke a strong military response from Israel. Such escalation threatens a fragile peace and could lead to widespread regional instability. Finally, the Australian Jewish News reports that the Melbourne Holocaust Museum is grappling with the impact of daily anti-Semitic incidents. The ongoing abuse is straining staff and volunteers, highlighting the persistent challenge of combating hate in communities worldwide. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israel's AI surveillance advancements in Iran are transforming global intelligence practices. Israeli startups like Contour and Aris are at the forefront, revolutionizing video network analysis. Separately, YNET Business reveals that OpenAI has filed confidential paperwork for a potential IPO. With no set timing, the ChatGPT maker seeks to raise capital as AI competitors race toward Wall Street. And finally, Globes reports that the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange opened with sharp declines. Hostilities between Israel and Iran have impacted the market, and Tidar Group's debut was met with a lukewarm reception. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.